The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
Are the children of truth. For they shall inherit the earth, an earth that God prepares and shall cleanse, so that the possibility of light and harmony may be the mainstay of earthly life. I am Samuel, and I am here to be with you in prayer, to help awaken you in truth, to help bring greater light and blessings of God's love to you, with my prayer and the prayer of many others who join me, to surround you in this circle of light. Few truly know this blessing. They may get a glimpse, they may see some change within them, some touch that is profound and yet often lost by the machinations of earthly life. And yet that touch from God, that drop of love that they have received through whatever way that it may have come, will endure within them and remind them that there is something greater than just the conditions and experiences of earth. That indeed they have a soul that will persist and continue to grow beyond this earthly plane and move far beyond it in time. For every soul will find its awakening, its purification, its journey to light. Whether they journey to that place of the perfect man or continue on to that heaven of the celestial realms, each soul that has ever been born and is in spirit or upon the earthly plane will find their way to light, to the heavens that bring joy, for some perfection, for others, the great joy of unconditional love. God has provided for all his children and has given choice to all his children. Those who set forth upon a path where they may stimulate the mind and all its facets and abilities and make that their goal and focus are given every opportunity, every possibility to understand and to realize these capacities within. For God has made within each individual many, many gifts and faculties that may be explored and developed and expanded through efforts of purification and prayer. Through developing the natural love of man, that which God has placed within them. And for those who wish to pursue the soul and truly understand the workings of the soul, God has made another path, a path that leads to atonement with God, a path that allows the individual to enjoin with God the great light and joy of life everlasting, receiving this great gift that is his love, the essence divine. In this, all that is of man is transformed and consolidated within the soul, as the soul becomes the great entity, the great reality of those who walk and enter therein to the celestial kingdom. This division was never meant to be, beloved souls. Humanity was meant to follow the path of love, to join with God, and to be in partnership with God. But from the beginning, humanity decided otherwise. And in this, they began to forge their own path, their own way. And thus there is a division, and has been for a great long time. And yet God made it possible through our beloved brother Jesus to have those doors opened, to have once again the privilege and opportunity to receive the great gift of God's love. Jesus taught the way of this love. And in his teachings and ministrations to many, the celestial kingdom is full of those souls who have been redeemed in love. And yet the vast majority of souls continue to pursue the way of the natural man, pursuing the gifts and capacities that are inherent within them. And God does not force humanity to make that choice between the two paths. Rather, God gives each child the possibility of walking upon the path of their own choosing. Now, it is true that every soul walks their own unique path. Every soul experiences their life from their perspective and their experiences. And yet, there is a dividing point between those who wish to pursue the purification and enhancement of their being through the development and creation within them of all that which is of their natural capacities. And there is much to explore, much to develop and awaken to. And many have made this choice to do so. There are many upon your earth who are engaged in the pursuit of their own purification and development, so that they may become a light in the world. And this path is a powerful path, a path that may be called enlightenment, for within it many truths may come, many understandings may be realized and expressed within them and in their lives. But they are still that of their natural creation and all that that entails. And they will not, without the enhancement and transformation of the divine love within them, move beyond this state of purification and enlightenment. They will find their way to many things, and with their natural capacities, many things may be realized and understood within them. It is a joyous journey indeed, filled with many surprises, awakenings, revelations, and a certain joy that comes with purification and the exploration of natural love. But this journey is quite different from that of the divine. This alignment between the soul of man and the soul of God is a powerful reconciliation that cannot be had any other way than to receive the gift of God's essence that not only purifies the soul but empowers the soul and all its faculties. And so the natural man in his limitations cannot come to realize the awakening of certain faculties within the soul without this gift of divine love awakening such faculties. Therefore, there is a difference. There is a great difference. For the journey of the soul seeking at one moment with God through receiving the unlimited capacity for God to give his love to that soul, will journey on a path that will never end. Only greater glories, greater joy, greater light, greater knowledge, greater capacity to love, greater understanding of God, and at one moment with God will come in this way. Even though it is not focused upon the pursuit of the intellect, knowledge comes to the soul in ways that the intellect could not possibly comprehend. And so truth is gained through receiving this love. True understanding of the universe is gained through receiving this love. And because the individual is transformed by love, truly. And the vestiges of the human aspects of their creation are transformed by this love. Therefore, they are different. They have become more of the divine than that of the natural man. I hope I have made myself clear that there is a difference. The quality of love that is within each of you and has come to you as your birthright is different from the quality of love that is given in prayer as you seek the great gift of the Father's love, the divine love. It can only be had by your prayers and beseeching God to give you this gift. It does not come reflexively in your life. And yet, many have come to know it through some experience, through some opening, that they may receive a portion of this love. It will come incrementally. It will come as you seek to receive it. And as God answers your prayer to be given this gift, so it flows and enters into your soul, awakening it and bringing to your consciousness all that is of the potentials of your soul. You will lose your physical bodies in time. You will lose those material aspects of yourself, including your mind and intellect, in time. For these parts of you will be absorbed by the soul, transformed by love. This does not happen to those who pursue the path of natural enlightenment and awakening to all the potentials that come with the individual pursuing the path of purification and light. My beloved friends, it is important to make this distinction, to understand that there are two paths. Although within the path of the natural man, there are many, many routes towards these ends. And thus there are many religions in the world that has created valid ways in which to attain this purification, the state of enlightenment. Though with the divine love, there is a singular path that has within it intertwined the many desires and longings of those souls who are seeking God. And thus it is a different way, a distinct way of coming to that place of true and pure understanding of the power of God's love for each individual soul, and the realization of God's gift of love to each soul that desires this gift. I thank you for listening to me today, beloved souls. I hope that this clarifies some misunderstandings and curiosities about the differences between these two paths, these two pursuits, for they are distinct and different. And I hope I've done so in a way that it is clear to you that the choice is given to each individual soul to walk the path that they so desire to take, a path that will give to them particular blessings and refreshments and healings and awakenings. May each of you find your way to God, beloved souls. Find yourselves upon a path that is of love, where love reigns supreme, where God's love is the succor that your souls seek, is the power that transforms and heals, is the journey of great discovery that never ends. May God bless you, beloved souls. My love is with you. May God bless you and keep you in light always.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.